Welcome to Health Connections, a show about people, health, and policy. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. In the pre-pandemic days, the Knox County Board of Health met about four times a year to go over routine business. That changed last year when the board became the point group for public health regulations and measures in an attempt to check the spread of COVID-19. Now the board is seen in some corners as unreasonable, and its decisions are considered by some vocal opponents as unconstitutional or worse. Today on Health Connections, we're taking a look at county boards of health and how they work, plus a look at efforts to remove their regulatory authority. Joining us to help sort this out is Jesse Mayshark, co-founder and reporter with the online journalism outlet Compass Knox. Jesse, welcome.
Thanks, Ben. Happy to be here.
But we'll begin with my colleague, Dr. Carol Myers from the University of Tennessee College of Nursing. To get started, we'll take a quick look at the two types of local health departments in Tennessee.
Sure. Knox County is an example of a metro health department. There are five other metro health departments in the state, and 40% of Tennesseans are in the coverage area of a metro health department. Metro health departments operate relatively independently. They are not compelled to follow state guidelines, although commonly they do, and they collaborate well with the state Department of Health. In contrast, 89 Tennessee counties have what we refer to as rural health departments. Unlike the metro health departments, rural health departments are under the direct supervision of the Tennessee Commissioner of Health. Both types of local health departments have county boards of health, which is our topic of discussion. In both instances, the Board of Health members are appointed locally. The primary role of the Board of Health is to provide oversight to the local health departments.
Jesse Mayshark, will come back to you now. Obviously, something has changed. Why is the Knox County Board of Health now so highly visible and its work getting a lot more attention as well as contention?
Sure. Well, the Board of Health, as you noted, typically meets four times a year. They have to sign off on the health department's budget, although that's just sort of one step in the budget process that ultimately has to be approved by county commission. So they haven't really had a tremendous amount of visible authority in the way that they've operated. They get together, they get updates from health department staff, and they ask some questions, and they say, basically, that all sounds fine to us, and everybody goes home happy. The pandemic response from March into May of 2020 was led by the Knox County Health Department and its health officer, which is its director, Dr. Martha Buchanan. She was the one setting the initial safe at home order and kind of some of the initial regulations on local businesses and so forth. And the county law department, after about 3 months of that, suddenly said, wait a minute, this actually needs to be under the Board of Health, because of the way the authority of the Board of Health is set up in both state law and county charter. Now, I should note that there is some legitimate legal question about that opinion from the county law department. There was a political context to that decision. There was an effort by some people in county government to actually get authority away from the health department because they didn't like some of the things that Dr. Buchanan was doing. I think, and there's good reason to think this, there were people in county government who thought that by moving the authority to the Board of Health and away from Dr. Buchanan, they would essentially rein in what they saw as overreaches by Dr. Buchanan. And there was an initial move to basically compel the Board of Health to just shift all of its authority under the state guidelines that were put out by Governor Lee. County Mayor Glenn Jacobs and the county law department both tried very hard to strong arm the Board of Health into just saying, we're not going to do anything locally. We're just going to follow the state. So this move of suddenly bringing the Board of Health in and giving them more authority was itself a very political decision. But what happened was the Board of Health is mostly composed of local health professionals. They're all volunteer. Nobody gets paid to be on the Board of Health. And once they were given this authority, rather than just saying, oh, okay, we'll listen to the county mayor and the law department, we'll just go along with whatever the state says, they looked at the data, they looked at the numbers and the recommendations from local health professionals, and they started setting their own mandates. They initiated the first countywide mask mandate, which they put in place at the beginning of July and which is still in effect. And then in some subsequent meetings, they started to do things like setting earlier closing times for bars and restaurants, places that sold alcohol, some limits on gathering sizes, all of which they had the authority to do under state law and under the county charter. And as they started doing those things, there started to be pushback. And so people who had initially been frustrated with the directions coming from Dr. Buchanan and the health department when she was in charge, now focused their attention and their anger at the Board of Health. Particularly the mask mandate became a real flashpoint. And what we saw heading into last fall was a growing number of people showing up at county commission meetings, writing angry emails to commissioners. And this was at a time, we should remember, when our local COVID numbers were still relatively low, certainly look low by standards of what we've seen recently. And there were a lot of people in the county who just didn't think that the kinds of measures that the Board of Health was taking were necessary. And there was protest against the fact that this board is unelected. They're all appointed. A lot of them are recommended for these positions by their local professional associations because they're selected for their expertise, not their sort of popularity. And people started saying that this was unconstitutional. Now, again, that word gets thrown around a lot. There's no sign that anything that's been done so far is unconstitutional. The state attorney general issued an opinion over the summer that said, yes, mask mandates and all of these things are constitutional. We have, you know, Supreme Court precedent going back more than 100 years that these kinds of public health measures in an emergency are okay. Still, that argument was kind of put out there. This is an unconstitutional encroachment on personal liberties being taken by an unelected board of bureaucrats. That has been the talking point of the people opposed to it. And that has led to a series of discussions at county commission about whether or how to rein in the power of the Board of Health. They've taken various steps from sort of expressing general disapproval for some of those moves to proposing that the board be abolished altogether. And we're still working through how all of that is going to be done in the future.
Jesse, if I may, I find there a certain irony of considering going under the state for guidance when it actually the state pushed the guidance down to each of the counties. It's sort of like people pointing at each other. It's been so contentious, as we've already said.
Yeah, and I think that is an interesting question here about where this authority sits. And I think that one reservation some county commissioners certainly have had about the idea of getting rid of the Board of Health is that authority has to sit somewhere. Under state law, if they did get rid of the Board of Health, it would devolve in the short term to Dr. Buchanan as the public health officer. And part of the argument is, well, she answers to the county mayor. So even though she's not elected, she still answers to an elected official. And there's this idea there would be more accountability there. But also that brings the accountability closer to the elected officials, you know, the county mayor and ultimately county commission. I think one political benefit that county commissioners get out of the existence of the Board of Health is they don't have to be the ones making these clearly very difficult and contentious decisions. And I think there are people on county commission who are perfectly happy, you know, for there to be some distance between them and the actual authority for making those decisions, because no matter who makes them, they're not going to be popular. You know, we have a lot of divided opinions in our community about the best way to approach this. So no matter what somebody does, there's going to be pushback against it.
I think the other key point is that this argument is not just being played out in our local community, that these discussions about public health authority and this switching from federal to state and state to county is playing out around the whole country. We've seen a generalized, you know, erosion in trust of either explicit or implicit public health authority and the science of public health.
And it's been fascinating as we've all, you know, gotten history lessons too through this, of going back and looking at the 1917, 1918 Spanish flu and realizing that we had as a country these exact same fights back then. There was an anti-mask league, you know, and the Supreme Court precedents that we talk about now came out of a lot of those exact same kind of fights 100 years ago. So yeah, this fight is not just happening in Knox County, and it's not just happening in 2020 and 2021. It's been an ongoing issue.
Knox County Commissioner Kyle Ward proposed dissolving the Board of Health in its current form and reconstituting it in a purely advisory role. On Monday, January 25th, the County Commission backed off on immediate action on Ward's proposal. They voted to delay a final decision on the board's future for 90 days, and that would take us up into late April. On the state level, Jason Zachary, who represents parts of Knox County in the Tennessee House, has filed the second bill in a year's time that would strip all six of Tennessee's metro health boards of their regulatory power and hand that to county mayors.
Yeah, this again goes beyond Knoxville, and it would give county mayors in the six metro areas exclusive authority to establish and implement policy related to a public health crisis. The county health departments and Board of Health's would continue to serve as advisory to the county mayors. I think there's another irony here in Zachary's bill. He says he wants consistency, but in fact, during the COVID-19 pandemic, as we've already said, the governor has pushed the authority down to the county levels, and we have a patchwork around the state. And you know, the virus doesn't know those borders from county to county, and we would be, from a public health perspective, much better served to have a consistent state policy.
Yeah, and one thing that's interesting there is that one of the biggest controversies obviously has been over the mask mandate itself. There are a lot of people who just don't like being required to wear a mask if they are going to enter a public place. But even if Zachary's bill passes, under our current situation, the governor explicitly gave local governments across the state, not just the ones with their own health departments, the ability to enact mask mandates. And a number of counties that don't have metro health departments have put in mask mandates. Sevier County has a mask mandate. Greene County has a mask mandate. And so if what people are trying to get to is nobody makes me feel bad for not wearing a mask, getting rid of the Board of Health doesn't do that. Even getting rid of the authority of the health department doesn't do that, at least under the way the governor has approached this.
I think there's another important point too, Jesse, is that we're hearing very loudly at the county commission and Board of Health meetings, those that oppose mask mandates. But in the surveys that are being done, commissioned by the governor and the Baker Center running those surveys, we have about 75% of Tennesseans consistently over time supporting mask mandates. So there's this disconnect that needs to be brought into the conversation also.
Yeah, and that is one thing that I've heard from county commissioners consistently is that yes, the people who show up at the meetings, at least when they were having in-person meetings, they've moved virtual in the last month, were overwhelmingly opposed to the mask mandate and the Board of Health's authority. And sometimes those were big crowds, 100, 200 people, which is a lot of people to bring out to a public meeting. But we have 470,000 people in Knox County, and county commissioners have said consistently that the feedback they're hearing is very much divided, and in more recent days has probably leaned more to hearing from people who support the Board of Health as they've perceived that, you know, it's been under threat. And so I think that is always something public officials have to keep in mind. When you have a group of 20 or 50 people yelling at you in a meeting, it can seem like an overwhelming public opinion, but of course it's not necessarily representative. And as you say, the Pulse surveys have showed widespread public support for all of these public health measures.
Jesse Mayshark of the online journalism outlet Compass Knox and Dr. Carol Myers of the University of Tennessee College of Nursing. Thank you both for exploring this issue today on Health Connections.
Thanks a lot. Happy to be here.
Great pleasure, Brandon.